All right, let's dive right in. Today we're tackling the character structure of integration. We've got some great sources here, and our mission really is to unpack what it means to handle our inner world and our relationships in a more whole way.
Exactly. And the core idea, what's so fascinating, is integration itself. It's the ability fundamentally to feel and deal with both the good stuff and the bad stuff about yourself, about life.
Okay, so holding both.
Yeah. Experiencing love, acceptance, you know, feeling good about things, while also being able to acknowledge failure, loss, imperfection, your own and in the world.
Your sources bring this home with a really compelling case study, Lucy. Could you walk us through that?
Sure. Lucy was a Christian missionary, very dedicated, but she had this belief that being close to Jesus meant her emotions had to line up with positive truth. Always.
So negative feelings were off limits.
Pretty much. She literally tried to, like, quote Bible verses at her pain or worship it away.
Yeah.
We're talking serious pain, losing a baby, marital problems, even past abuse and abandonment.
Wow. And how did that work out?
Well, predictably, not well. This denial, this attempt to just, you know, force positivity, it led to a complete emotional breakdown.
A breakdown.
Yeah. She ended up wanting to leave her husband, just run away from everything. It's a stark illustration, really, of the danger of splitting off reality instead of integrating it. The parts you deny.
Yeah.
They tend to blow up later.
That denial speaks right to that internal conflict you mentioned. We're not static, right? We're always in progress.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this internal war going on, this tension between the ideal self, who we think we should be.
Right, the perfect version.
And the real self, the actual messy, imperfect person we are day to day.
And that tension, it often gets amplified by what the sources call the internal critical judge.
Ah, that voice.
Yeah, that voice. It's usually built from past criticism, maybe from parents, teachers, society, whatever. And it demands perfection, absolute exhausting perfection.
So it takes small things and makes them huge.
Exactly. You send one email with a typo and suddenly you're a total failure. It makes us our own worst critics, far harsher than anyone else usually is.
Okay, so if that's the problem, how do we develop a softer inner voice? Daniel Siegel's work talks about this, right?
It does. A key part is experiencing love and acceptance from others. And crucially, experiencing it both when we succeed and when we fail. That external acceptance helps build internal acceptance.
But it's also about what kind of things we praise or affirm in ourselves.
That's a really critical point. If we base our self-worth on things we were born with, like looks or innate intelligence, well, that's fragile. Those things can change, or we compare them to others.
So affirm character instead.
Precisely. Focus on character qualities, things you choose and develop, like perseverance, kindness, courage. Those are things you have agency over. That builds resilience from the inside.
Makes sense. But this isn't just an internal job, is it? The sources seem to really emphasize relational acceptance, too.
Absolutely. True integration needs both. And real acceptance in relationships means seeing the whole person, the good, the bad, and the ugly, all at once.
Which is different from how some people see acceptance today.
Right. There's this the sort of false view floating around. If you don't agree with my politics or my lifestyle, you don't accept me.
But true acceptance, according to these sources, can exist even with disagreement.
Yes. It allows for acceptance of the person, even if you hold very different moral or social views. You can see their value alongside their flaws or differing beliefs.
One source uses the stages of relationship to map this out. Can you touch on that?
Yeah, it's a helpful frame. Stage one, the honeymoon. You mostly see the good. Everything seems perfect.
We've all been there.
Then stage two, disillusionment. The flaws, the bad stuff, it inevitably shows up. This is where many relationships falter.
Because they can't hold both.
Exactly. But stage three, the integrated stage, is enjoyment. This isn't pretending the bad isn't there. It's accepting that the good and bad coexist. You choose to stay, seeing the whole complex picture.
It reminds me of that example you mentioned, Isabella from Encanto.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
A perfect pop culture example. She fought so hard to project perfection, this flawless ideal, right? All while suppressing her real, messy, probably more interesting self. That's a lack of integration.
So wrapping this up for our listeners, what's the big takeaway? It really seems to boil down to accepting that in progress state.
I think so. Accepting that you're developing, learning, growing. You're not a finished product. And that's okay. Actually, it's human.
Okay. So a final thought for people to chew on.
Yeah, maybe this. If genuine acceptance means seeing and holding the good, the bad, and the ugly in other people, well, how might applying that same level of acceptance radically change how you see and how you treat the parts of yourself you currently label bad or ugly? something to think about.